From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's armed forces claim to have shot down an aircraft that violated its airspace near Syria. Few details were immediately known. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Friday, Ömer Çelik, spokesman for Turkey's ruling AKP party, said efforts are underway to defuse tensions. Today, a Russian military delegation is visiting Ankara to meet its Turkish counterparts, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, denouncing as illogical the U.S. decision to slow down troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Islamist insurgency was reacting Friday to President Barack Obama's announcement that he will maintain the current number of American troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016, before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January 2017. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahideen, in a statement emailed to VOA, says the insurgent group had repeatedly asserted the American troops would not end the invasion of Afghanistan. VOA News. At least three women suicide bombers blew themselves up on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least four people and themselves. The explosions at dawn Friday were carried out just hours after two suicide attacks inside a mosque also in Maiduguri, the capital of northeastern Borno State, killed at least 30 people. According to Nigerian national emergency officials, the blasts in the mosques were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help after the first blast. Dozens of people were also wounded in the explosions. Palestinian protesters have torched parts of a Jewish holy site in a West Bank town, according to Israeli officials, who are preparing for more major protests on Friday amid a continuing wave of unrest. A group of about 100 Palestinians used Molotov cocktails to set fire to Joseph's tomb overnight in the Palestinian town of Nablus. The mob was later dispersed by Palestinian security forces, who also put out the fire. It is not clear how badly the fire damaged the site where the biblical patriarch Joseph is said to have been buried. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemned the attack, calling it irresponsible, and ordered an investigation. Bulgarian President Rosen Plevneliev says he deeply regrets the fatal shooting of an Afghan refugee by Bulgarian border police and says the event shows the need for rapid action by the European Union to ease the refugee crisis. Mr. Plevneliev told reporters Friday that he calls on the EU to institute rapid common measures to tackle the roots of the crisis and asks asylum seekers to respect European and Bulgarian laws. Meanwhile, the European Union states approved an action plan with Turkey in hopes of easing the flow of migrants to Europe. Reporter Henry Ridgewell describes the plan.
Europe has agreed to the deal, but the big hurdle still comes that Turkey has not yet agreed to the deal. It involves financial aid of around $3.5 billion, but Europe has not yet said exactly how it will come up with the money. The talks with Turkey are expected to continue over the coming days.
Reporter Henry Ridgewell. Friday's visit of South Korean President Park Geun-hye to the White House marks the leader's second visit to Washington since coming to office in 2013. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters Thursday the visit will focus on South Korea's economic, security, and global issues, while reiterating the rock-solid commitment to the U.S.-South Korean alliance. China's role in the region will also be discussed. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.